Hello, good evening everyone, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, dogs and cats, welcome to the Golden Garage. I am Dr. K, and I am wishing you a happy birthday, if today happens to be your birthday. But I don't know if everything can just be all happy pappy, you know, happy slappy snappy, you know, because right now, me, Dr. K, yours truly, I'm kind of salty right now. I guess you can say I'm kind of salty right now because, honestly, I am ticked off by my boss. Yeah. Yeah, you guys know how it goes. Except here's the thing, you guys probably have managers or, like, someone watching over your cubicle. Me? No. I got this guy on my back 24/7. And now I have this short little interval of time where he's gone off to lunch. And I gotta try and cram in this little episode of the Golden Garage. Now, I know you guys are probably like, Dr. K, where have you been, huh? You know, and I'm like, I don't know, I've been to Golden Garage. And you're like, okay, so where are our episodes? And I'm like, well, don't blame me, blame my boss. I am ticked off, okay? I am so mad right now. Like, you could call me a lib, okay? I am so mad right now that, like, if the Mad Hatter walked into this garage, he'd just become the Hatter. Because he's not even, he can't even compare to the madness that I am exhuming right now. Okay? Honestly, listen, I am so mad right now that if your name is Madeline, your name's just gonna be Eline. Because honestly and truly, this right here is mad, okay? This right here is mad. Dr. K is mad, but it's okay. It's okay. This is the new year. It's the new year, okay? It's the new year, so Dr. K is just gonna be okay. I'm just gonna relax, okay? I'm just gonna relax, and we're gonna try and catch up on all the topics we missed, all the major topics, because, you know, we couldn't get a show to you, in the latter part of 2015, and honestly, I apologize. It's not my fault. It's my boss's. But you know, I hope you enjoyed No Show November, and I was hoping we'd be able to release something in December, but no. My boss was watching me, and I also had to do some holiday things. But let's not talk about that. Yeah, he was like, oh, yeah, take a holiday. I was like, okay, where are you sending me on vacation? He's like, Golden Garage. Listen, I cannot stand that guy sometimes. Honestly, sometimes I just want to take my pinky. Sometimes I just want to take my pinky and slap him with it sometimes. But anyway, here's the thing. I'm going to calm down. We're going to talk about the topics that we're going to talk about in November and December, but here we are now, and we have to talk about it now here on Golden Garage episode 18. So, where do we start? Wikipedia. Wikipedia, of course, they reached over 5 million articles. That's amazing, you know, even though that's according to Wikipedia, so take that with a grain of salt. And you're also listening to me while I'm salty right now, so you can take that as your grain of salt, whatever. Anyway, here's the thing. Wikipedia. Here's the thing. Yeah, I know I said here's the thing twice, but here's the thing. Make it four times now. Make it four times Wikipedia. Okay, you guys. Listen, you guys and gals, whatever, who's ever running Wikipedia, gosh, you Wikipedia people, you Wikipedia people, whatever. You guys keep putting up those little disclaim, like those little like ad things. They're not ads because you guys don't run ads, but those things that say, oh, donate to Wikipedia, oh, give $3 to Wikipedia, you know, Wikipedia the website. Yeah, yeah, here's the thing, I'm not gonna give you guys $3. You know why? Because you guys are annoying me with those commercials. Here's the thing, run some ads, okay? What are you talking about? Oh, to protect our independence, to our readers. They're not up there anymore, but you guys were asking for money. Yeah, this is a thing. They were asking, like, over the holiday season, like, those people that stand out of stores ringing bells saying, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, with the little red buckets, and they want you to put some pennies in there for a good cause. Yeah, yeah, for a good cause. Wikipedia, run some ads, okay? No one cares. No one cares. You can't even go to dictionary.com without seeing an ad, okay? All the cool sites have ads, okay? I'm thinking about putting some ads up on the Golden Garage website, but here's the thing, we don't get any traffic, so guess what, why would we run ads? But no, you're getting traffic upon traffic of people trying to plagiarize their school essays, but yeah, here's the thing, Wikipedia, you just don't want to run ads because of, oh, some independence. Go, listen, you guys know you have some partners who you guys can just go and, you know, advertise their little product or their little service, right? But no, you just want to be like, oh no, we want to be cool, we want to be independent. Well, guess what, independence is a lie, because guess what, every time you try and be independent, the person in charge of you just keeps annoying you every 2 seconds and telling you what to do and not letting you do what you want on your podcast, because he doesn't know you have a podcast, and he doesn't want you to talk to anyone else. All he wants you to do is type up the same exact thing over and over, try and figure out, oh, what are the easiest countries to take over? No one cares about your stupid plan. Okay. Anyway, all this to say, Wikipedia, stop begging, okay? Stop begging. Run some commercials. Run some Wikipedia ads. I don't care if the money would be coming from the same place and going to the same place. Run some commercials and stop asking me to donate. I don't want to donate money if I don't know where it's going. You guys are going to, like, it's going to say, oh yeah, donate $3 to Wikipedia. But then, like, in an hour, someone goes into the system, changes it, and says that, oh, you're donating $7 to Wikipedia? No. No, I listen, if this was, like, you know, the Encyclopedia Britannica asking me for donations, maybe, because, you know, every single person that, you know, has a hand can't go and edit that. Where is Britannica, anyway? Okay, it was a joke. But you guys want to know what another joke is? You guys want to know what another joke is? Holly Holm. Yeah, Holly Holm. At the UFC 193 event, Holly Holm faced the bantam champion Ronda Rousey in a fight, okay? And Holly Holm won, okay? She defeated the undefeated Ronda Rousey. Now Ronda Rousey, MMA's biggest draw, lost. Ronda Rousey now has a loss, okay? So what, she's like 12-1 or something. I don't know how much draw she has, but yeah. But listen, she was the draw. She was the biggest draw. So now Ronda Rousey has a flaw in her record. It's not perfect now, thanks to Holly Holm. Okay, because here's the thing. Holly Holm beat Ronda Rousey for no reason, because Holly Holm's going to get beat again in the rematch. But a bunch of people were like, oh, Ronda Rousey is a loser now. She got beat. Oh, Ronda Rousey, she can't win anymore. Oh, you know, Ronda Rousey, she lost her ability to win. Oh, Ronda Rousey, she can't walk anymore. And here's the thing. Ronda Rousey is still a beast. Ronda Rousey lost. People are like, oh yeah, you win some, you lose some. No, no, it was a fluke. It was a fluke. Ronda Rousey doesn't lose some. The day when Ronda Rousey starts losing is going to be the day Ronda Rousey starts losing. You know, if, you know, she's fortunate enough, she'll get out before she starts losing. But here's the thing. This is not the beginning of some Ronda Rousey lose streak. This was just simply a lucky win by Holly Holm. That's all. That's all that happened. Holly Holm's not better than Rousey. Oh, just because she beat her? Just because she beat... Listen, okay? Holly Holm is bantamweight champion. Until that rematch when Ronda Rousey wins it back. Because she's going to lose. Holly Holm is going to lose because guess what? She wasn't supposed to win. Okay? She wasn't supposed to win. No one wanted her to win, okay? But She just managed to win. Okay. But it was a fluke. And she went and messed everything up. Okay. She messed up episode 15 of the Golden Garage where I'm talking about, Ronda Rousey is, without a doubt, the biggest draw in MMA history, you know? And, like, I'm talking about, like, in the sport. I'm not talking about, like Bruce Lee, okay? I'm talking about people in the sport. And because, like, Ronda Rousey, she's like that Tiger Woods person that, you know, like, okay, you don't watch golf, but you know Tiger Woods. Okay, you might not watch MMA, and, okay, you might have heard of Bone Jones, and you might hear about, oh, who's this Conor McGregor guy? But guess what? Ronda Rousey is the name that you know now. So everyone's like, oh, yeah, deck the halls with Holmes of Holly. And I'm just like, no. How about no? Because I know that Rousey's going to come back with a vengeance. So you guys need to stop all this hateration, holleration in this UFC. Because quite frankly, Holly Holm is a one-kick wonder. And for those of you saying, Ronda Rousey's a one-trick pony. All she has is the armbar that she uses all the time. If it works, and it wins, and it makes her millions of dollars, and she doesn't care to change it up, why should she change it up? Why?
Oh, because then she becomes stagnant in her comfort zone. And then that's why she lost to Holly Holm, because she wasn't expecting an opponent who
got... Listen, shut up. Yeah, that's right. I said it. Shut up. Send me your angry letters. Yeah, and then I'll give you an angry note, and it'll be like, ah! Okay, here's the thing. Okay? Dr. K is putting all his money on Rousey. All his money on Ronda Rousey. Except for he's not actually going to put any literal money down on Ronda Rousey because he didn't even buy the pay-per-view. But here's the thing. Rousey will defeat Holly Holm in the rematch and regain her batantam weight championship. You know why? Because Ronda Rousey is better than Holly Holm. And all this, she's the preacher's daughter thing. Oh, listen, here's the thing, Holly Holm. Okay, if you are such a preacher's daughter, how about you change your name from Holly Holm to Holly Church Steeple? How about that? Okay, how about that, Holmes? Oh, and as a matter of fact, this is about both of them, Holly Holm and Ronda Rousey. What the heck is up with this alliteration? Yeah, what's up with this, like, early 20th century, 1900s, Hollywood actress thing? Or maybe mid-1900s Hollywood alliteration name thing? What is this? Holly Holm, Ronda Rousey? No. Okay? You guys don't get to do alliteration. Okay? The Golden Garage does, because it's a garage that happens to be golden, and both those words start with G, okay? So, I don't know what you guys are trying to do. Okay? I don't care if those are the names you were born with. I don't know, and guess what? I'm not going to get out my encyclopedia. I'm not going to look it up. You know why? I'm not going to look it up because I am salty. And when people get salty and mad, they do stupid things and they think being ignorant is okay because they can't control their emotions or their moods. And then they think, it was justified because I was in the heat of the moment. Okay? Granted, sometimes. But, you know, people like to use that as an excuse. Oh, I was angry. Oh, I was mad. So I don't give a crap. You guys want to know about real dominance? You guys want to know about real dominance? Yeah, talk about ringing in the new year. Talk about ringing out some real new year right here. Yeah, let's talk about Adele. Adele, that's some real dominance. She's a real draw. Like Rousey. Not this Holly Holm. Holly Holm, double H. She's not the game. She's not the game. I don't know who she thinks she is. Listen, here's the thing. You know, I think we'll save the discussion on Adele being dominant for the pop culture examination of another episode. But you want to know what's not dominant? Want to know what's not dominant? Shaggy, the Jamaican singer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, now, here's the thing. I respect Shaggy, as a musical artist, as he should be respected. But in 2015, Shaggy had a song with Pitbull and Gene Noble. Take that publicity, Mr. Noble, because I don't know who the heck you are. But take that publicity. Shout out from the Golden Garage. First things. Anytime a music artist who was hot at one point comes out with, you know, a song that almost hits mainstream or does, people call it a comeback. But yet, they've been here for years, putting suckers in fear and whatever else LL Cool J says in that song. Anyway, that's showbiz, you know? There's hot seasons and there's not hot seasons. You win some, you lose some. You win some, you lose some. Now, I'm not here to discuss Shaggy's star status, okay? I'm not even here to eat donuts. I'm here to tell it like it is, okay? Shaggy needs to sit his bombastic self down, okay? Now, listen. Shaggy's gonna have that one-hit wonder stigma with North American audiences, okay? But Shaggy is not a one-hit wonder, okay? He has more than one hit song. Or at least, you know, songs that hit enough, okay? You know, they got some offense in, you know? Making it rain down like monsoon. Now, we'll save the analysis of one-hit wonders, you know, getting 15 minutes of fame, artists not wanting to be in the spotlight, songs that are big hits to a certain group of people, and all that goodness for later, okay? Lord willing. But Shaggy is not a one-hit wonder. Unlike Carly Rae Jepsen, he has more than one hit. Homegirl Carly Rae, at the time of this episode, has, you know, at the time of this episode, like I have to say that, has Call Me Maybe on your cell phone. Okay, now, she's still a successful artist and is making music and stuff, but she's not a wonder because she's still around, right? Now, Carly Rae is still a successful artist and is making music and stuff, you know? She's not a wonder because, you know, she's still around. We know where she is. But she still has one hit. So maybe the whole phrase one hit wonder doesn't apply to her fully. But let's not act like Call Me Maybe has a sibling song in mom's catalog that, you know, it doesn't have to take care of. Now, Shaggy has about 4 big hits off the top of my head. Ow. That sounds painful. So, he's consistent, established, enough to be considered a hit maker. A lot of big stars may only have 4 songs you like, but they can actually become stars. So, most of their songs get hot. Most of their music gets hot. And a thing with Shaggy is that he always has someone hop on the track, so to speak, to help him sell his records. You know, I assume it's to help him sell his records. But here's the thing. Half of the dudes on his songs have less star power than he does. So, you know, at least in the US, I don't know how well known Ray Vaughn or Rick Rock are in Puerto Rico or something. But yeah, Shaggy is pretty much the bigger name than most of the people who he features on his songs. Anyway, Shaggy needs to sit down, because that song, Only Love, that song with Pitbull and Gene Noble, Nobel Peace Prize self, Gene Noble, has a nice message. You know, it has a nice message. One love, you know? Love, only love, you know? But, nah. Sit that tail down, Shaggy. Sit that tail down. Stop wagging that tail, Shaggy dog. Now, Angel is hot. Okay, you know, it has a message too, but Only Love? Nah. Okay? Yeah, a person on the podcast said nah. So it's obviously an important opinion which defines that song. If someone asked who dissed Shaggy, just say that it wasn't me. Seriously. No, seriously. If someone says something that... But seriously, if someone says something that isn't 100% positive, it's not always a diss. It's not always a diss. Hey, young world. Now, yeah, believe it or not. Now, Speaking of Shaggy, oh gosh, here we go. Okay, guys, listen, I just want you to know, okay, I was going to talk about this back in No Show November, but here's the thing, and you know, you might be like, oh, put it aside, you know, stop holding grudges, just let go of it, you know, let go of it, stop being mad. Dr. K, you want peace in the world, you want people to love one another, okay, but yet you just want to talk crap about Shaggy's song, Only Love, and you want to talk crap about what you're about to talk crap about. Well, no, listen, this needs to be discussed, okay? I'm not just being salty for the sake of being salty. I need to talk about this. Okay, Cartoon Network has a new show. Okay, it's not really new because, you know, it's apparently the 12th incarnation of the classic show, which generations have loved so much. Scooby-Doo. The Cartoon Network has begun airing a series called Be Cool Scooby-Doo. Now, just like that new Dora and Friends crap that we talked about, this is a new version of a show that has some glaring issues off the bat. Please don't off a bat. That's animal cruelty. Now, Scooby-Doo draws money, okay? That's why they keep making different series, okay? Because he's a draw, just like Ronda Rousey in MMA. Scooby's safe, okay? Scooby's established. He's known. He's a hit maker, okay? But Scooby-Doo is not ugly. Well, he isn't handsome, but the real Scooby-Doo is not ugly, okay? The drawing of the characters on the Be Cool Scooby-Doo show are ugly. Nasty, even. Have you seen it? It is heartbreakingly ugly. Maybe ugly is the wrong word. The drawing style is just not aesthetically pleasing. Cartoons don't have to be. Look at Ed, Edd n Eddy, you know? The way they're drawn, it makes them look slimy. But, you know, it's artistic and unique looking. So it's not really ugly, it's just a cartoon with a look, you know? Be Cool Scooby-Doo should be called Be Ugly Scooby-Doo. Listen, that drawing is unacceptable. The style, that is unacceptable. I know... I know what you're thinking, okay? Dr. K doesn't like change and he's not open to it. That's not the case, okay? I like change and I also like cold hard cash. I thought the Shaggy and Scooby-Doo Get a Clue series was that was on like Kids WB, looked unique and different, okay? I mean, I don't think of it as actual Scooby-Doo canon, but it was cool, you know? No pun intended. Well, it wasn't Be Cool Scooby-Doo, is, you know, whatever. Yeah, it was Shaggy and Scooby-Doo Get a Clue. Yeah, so it was Clue. But I even gave the Scooby-Doo Mystery Incorporated series a pass, despite how dumb Fred looked, okay? But this Be Cool bullcrap is too far. It's taking it too far. The gang looks demented. They're probably called a squad now. Why make them look like that, okay? It's not the drastic change that hurts me. It's the drastic hideousness of the drawing that hurts me, okay? It looks like some Adult Swim cartoon junk, okay? And you're right. I haven't watched the show. You're right. You guessed completely right. The moment I started talking about it and you were like, oh, I bet he didn't even watch it. You're right. I haven't watched the show, so I can't discuss the quality of the show. You know, I can't discuss its writing or the humor, but it's not because I like to take one aspect of things and rant on them to have content for the podcast. I haven't watched it because I don't know if my eyes can bear that hideous drawing, and because I'm not sure I get that channel in the garage. The promotional art that I saw for that new Be Cool Scooby-Doo series was too much. I don't know what avant-garde thing they're going for or what, but Be Cool Scooby-Doo is UGLY. Scooby-Doo isn't one of these lame hipster websites, okay? You can't just remodel him to look stupid. Looks don't matter when they don't. This isn't even really about appearance. Okay? This is just deliberate bullcrap to make Scooby-Doo look demented. It's more like Bejewel Scooby-Doo. Stupid meddling kids. We'll be right back. Sick of this crap. Listen, I'm not gonna be looking for Scooby-Doo. Because guess what? I'm gonna be like, where are you, Scooby-Doo? He's gonna be like, oh, right here, Leggy. Right here, Lock-to-Lay. And I'm gonna be like, oh, good, stay over there, because I don't want to see you right now. We're back. Just don't call it a comeback. So on episode 17, we asked you, which accent do you think sounds better, the Boston accent or the New York accent? According to what all of you said on our aesthetically satisfying website, and on social media, wow, you guys are really taking your time deciding which one to vote for. It's almost as if you guys are at a stalemate. Listen, I know that the dozens of Golden Garage listeners like to take their time with decisions, okay? But guys, just pick one, okay? Just pick an accent. It's for fun, okay? But I know you guys want to know what I have to say. Oh, all of you. It's okay. Just go and vote, okay? I value your opinions, okay? Don't be shy. But here's my take on which one sounds better. They both sound kind of nasty. But, you know. I mean, okay, first things first. For those who don't know, everyone from New York or everyone from Boston, you know, they don't all speak with the same accent. And, you know, of course, there are different sub-genres, so to speak, of the accents. But, yeah, in general, the Boston and New York accents aren't all that delicious sounding. Unless you have a nice voice, you know, that has the accent layered onto it. Or, you know, your nice voice is layered onto the accent. Or, you know, you sound cool, like half of the Newsies or something. Wait. What if people aren't listening to my show because my accent sounds nasty? Yeah, I know. People aren't listening because this show isn't good. That's why, isn't it? You know, I think I'll just go with New York because Boston kind of reminds me of my boss. Okay. So the following is an interview that I conducted with a teddy bear, about this feud between the Night Bears and the Polar Peace Corps. So, you'll see how it turned out. Take a listen. Hello, joining me now is a young teddy bear named, what was your name again? I forgot your name. Little teddy bear boy. I have a question. Are you gonna stop?
Hello, mister. Do you like salmon?
Well, I don't really eat a lot of food in here. I mean, there's a bunch of Peeps marshmallows for some reason in the back, so I tend to eat those. Hold on. I'm doing this interview. Could you please tell me your name?
Fluff.
Excuse me, little teddy bear. Little teddy bear boy.
What?
I'm trying to ask you questions. Oh, and just for future reference, saying yes instead of what is more polite when answering strangers. Just to let you know.
What?
Yep, okay. So, what's your name?
You mean, yes, my name?
Little Teddy Bear Boy. Listen, please just tell me your name.
Fluffy McFluffs!
That is not your name, and you know it.
And I put my hands up, singing my song. I know it's gonna be okay. Fluffy McFluff, fluff, fluff. Fluffy McFluff, fluff, fluff.
Okay, whatever. Maybe if you tell us your age, that will clear some things up. So, how old are you?
I'm this many.
This is an audio show. People can't see what you're doing.
Sorry, I'm this many.
No, holding your paw closer to the microphone's not gonna help. I'll just say it. He's holding up... Oh yeah, you're a teddy bear. You don't have fingers, just one big nub. Kind of like the Powerpuff Girls. You know, like you just have one big nub.
I fluff fluff like this! I fluff fluff like this!
Okay, so we'll say you're under 5.
No, I'm 1 year old.
Oh, so are you gonna grow a second nub when you turn 2?
No, I'll just hold up both my hands.
Okay, so when you're 4, you'll use your legs? And when you're 5, I'm guessing you'll use your tail. What about when you're 6?
I'll use my ear!
Oh, I see. So you'll just keep using different body parts.
Fluff, 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 fluff.
Kinda late for Christmas songs. Or early. Guess it doesn't really matter. But
got the fluff going fluff on a fluff stay. Fluff 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 fluff.
Okay, so let's just get to the main course, shall we?
Are we going to Rainbow Road?
No. So, as a young teddy bear, how do you feel about the animosity between the Night Bears and the Polar Peace Corps? Teddy bears were brought up by the Night Bears, so I just want to get your opinion.
Fluff, 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 fluff again. Fluff, 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 fluff. Fluff, 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 fluff. Oh, fluffy, fluffy, fluff, 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 fluff.
I'm sorry, never mind. You know, I was expecting to interview a teddy bear more, you know.
More what?
More, you know, more...
More fluffy?
No, just more, or rather less, eccentric. Or crazy, rather.
Rather my big fluffy tail!
Hey, don't speak to me like that.
Like what? Like blah?
Like yes, like that.
You said yeah instead of what? What a dummy!
Wait, I'm a dummy? I'm a dummy? You're the living, breathing, inanimate object who's getting defensive. Did I just say living, breathing? Listen. Listen, okay, here's the
thing. What you gonna do with all that fluff? All that fluff inside your fluff? I'm gonna get you fluff. Get you fluff, 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 my fluff. My fluff, my fluff, my fluff. My fluff, my fluff, my fluff. My fluff, my fluff, my fluff. My fluffy, fluffy fluff. My fluffy, fluffy fluff. In the fluffin', in the fluff. My fluffin', fluffin'. Fluff, 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 fluff. Oh, fluffin' all my fluffin', fluffin'. And fluffin', fluffin', fluffin'. Fluff, 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 fluff. Fluff, fluffin', 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 fluffin'. And fluffin', fluffin'.
And what's with you saying fluff all the time? That's like me saying blood, blood, blood all the time.
Shut the fluff up, fluffy head.
Oh, so this is like a Smurf thing, huh?
Fluff, 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 fluff.
Oh, well, guess what? I could do that too. Blood, 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 blood. Oh, I hope I don't curse myself because that sounds spooky as heck. Blood, 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 blood.
You're messing me up!
See, it's annoying, isn't it?
You're poopy fluff poop fluff!
Stop calling me names! And where's your parents?
Shut up!
Where's your parents?
They were turned at the cotton ball!
Hey, don't push me! Wait, sorry. Sorry, I didn't mean to. Wait, no. What you said, no, I'm sorry. No, don't cry. Wait, no, don't cry. Wait, stop. Stop. Fluff Fluff, remember? Fluff Fluff, so happy. Fluff Fluff. Here, wanna peep? Wanna hug?
Yay! Hug! Fluff 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 fluff.
Okay, I guess that's all. Who are you?
Me?
No, the other giant bear that just busted into the room wearing a head wrap.
I am Mother Bearisa.
Are you sure you're not a door hinge?
I am upset with the Nightbears, a group of members of my own species who have decided that violence is a solution to solve our struggles. Peace is the answer. I will work with the cubs of the world to let them know that peace and love are the solutions to our problems.
Cool. So, like, is this teddy bear your son or something? I mean, since you're, like, Mother Bearisa and you're, like, emphasizing mother and this kid is, like, a child without parents, I'm just curious as to whether or not you're, like, his actual mother, like, the one who birthed him.
My opinion on the Polar Peace Corps is more positive. At least they work for peace.
Really? You don't say. I'm sorry, ma'am, but we're all out of time. I would love to hear your views on things, but...
Let me explain. When I was a young warhog... Excuse me. A young bear. I saw two dingoes eat my brother. He survived the onslaught, but man, did those dingoes mess him up. They jacked old boy up.
Fluff 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 fluff
fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff fluff
fluff. We would like to apologize for Dr. K's horrible grammar throughout this episode. We would do our usual corrections, however, there was too much to really correct. And we would also like to apologize for going over our usual 30-minute-ish time limit. However, the more Golden Garage, the better. yeah, and apparently Dr. K repeats things when he's angry. Okay, that's all. Thank you!
Like, you changed to get better, not to get worse. I just don't get that. Welcome back. I was just thinking about Be Cool Scooby-Doo and, you know, I guess everyone's gonna start to get used to the drawing and they'll like it, but I don't even need to watch the show. Why am I complaining? Yeah, like, if you're complaining about the Golden Garage, like, you don't even need to listen to us. But no, that's not the point. Thank you for being here today. Thanks for spending some time with me, as usual. Yeah. This is the Golden Garage, and, you know, I gotta say, I'm afraid we're taking over. I just gotta say. Because it's a new year, you know? At the time of this recording, of course. But that means it's out with the rubbish and in with the newish, the goodish, the what's the opposite of rub? the not so close contact ish. No, I'm kidding. You hip hop heads would probably be like, oh yeah, good ish. Get it? I get it. Good ish, like ish, the euphemism used for the S word sometimes, the crap S word. Not that there really should be another bad S word, but you know, you guys need to stop making cuss words out of everything. Doesn't make sense. We may as well do this question of the week thing again. So since we talked about Scooby-Doo, let's talk about Scooby snacks. The question of the week will be, which fictional snack do you think produces greater results? Scooby snacks or spinach from Popeye? I guess spinach is a real snack, you know, a real food. It's not fictional, but you know what I mean, okay? So, Scooby-Doo's Scooby snacks or Popeye's spinach? Which one do you think's better, you know? Not the shows, the snacks, okay? So, head on over to the Golden Garage website, and there will be a poll up where you can vote for that, or you can give your opinion in the comment section on our Instagram page. So that's the show. Sorry there was so much me involved, but you know, it happens. And maybe next time I won't be so salty. Am I still salty? Let me look myself real quick. Ugh. I am salty. Kind of bitter, too. No, I'm bitter sweet. I wish. Maybe if I look down here. Never mind. So next time, it'll be Cool Dr. K. But for this time, in the words of Kill Burnett, I'm so glad we had this time together. Oh. And if no one's told you this today, or in the past year, I'll tell it to you.
I love you more today than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. I love you more today than yesterday, but only half as much as tomorrow.
Oh, but boss. Oh. Oh, boss.
Were you expressing yourself again?
Oh, no. I completely forgot how to do that. I, like, erased that from my memory. It is not in my bank anymore, just like money.
I heard singing.
Oh, no, it must have been in your head, you know. You should get that checked out.
Why do you defy me?
I don't define you. Did I say something was unnecessarily mean? Did you say defy?
Have you destroyed the queen bee yet?
No, your mother's fine.
What?
I said your mother's fine.
What did you say about my mother?
No, I said your mother's fine. Not like she's, you know, attractive. Not that she isn't. I mean, well, looking at you, she probably is. I mean, but I just mean, like, she's okay. Like, she's fine.
Presence.
She's all right. You're right here. What are you talking about?
Where are my presents?
Oh, your Christmas presents. They're on layaway or something. They wouldn't get to you yet. I don't know how layaway works.
Oh, yeah. You're right. You didn't get me anything for Christmas. But I'm talking about Boss's Day. Where are my presents for Boss's Day?
Oh, that's a real holiday? Crap, I guess Job was right. Should have listened to him. Boss, hey, it's okay. Because, face it, presents aren't what matter. because the sun will come out tomorrow, tomorrow.
So you were singing.
It wasn't me?
You can only sing and create art if it helps us take over the world. If it doesn't, you better be winning an award for it. Do you understand me, Kay?
Wait, so if I can win an award, it's okay for me to sing?
Yes, but since your only goal is to aid me in taking over the world, you shouldn't be up for nomination for any award. However, if you do win an award, I will be happy because of your dominance. However, you shouldn't. Now, has the queen bee been exterminated? I don't want a funny response this time.
No, I wasn't being funny. I was just saying your mom was queen because, like, I haven't even thought about Beyonce, you know, if you are referring to Beyonce, in, like, months because, you know, you told me to stop listening to her, so I just told her to go to the left, you know? So, yeah, I mean, the sun will come out tomorrow, tomorrow, so you can cut me off now because I don't remember the rest of the lyrics. It'd be nice
if you... The sun will only come out tomorrow if I have control of the sun and the earth. Do you understand me? And I want half of Mercury. No, no, no. I want 3/4 of Mercury. Oh, I want everything.
And I want a better job. But you win some, you lose
Give
some.
Give me Mercury. Give me it all. Fluff, 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 fluff. I mean... Do you understand me, Kay? Do you understand me? I'm not joking.
I hear you.
I
understand you. I understand.
Next time I come in this garage,
well, guys, he's just gonna go and gloat now for like 5 days. So, thanks for spending some time with me. I gotta get back to work.
Do you understand me?
God bless.
I want a plan.
Goodbye.
I want the world.
Dr. K.
I want
out.
Everything, K.